Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited to share with you this week because we've already entered into the month of Av, the fifth month on the Hebrew religious calendar. That happened August 4th at sundown. And we are in this very special time of promotion on the Gregorian calendar. Yes, even though we're in the 3 weeks of mourning and between the straits on the Hebrew calendar, which is a very difficult time, God is still saying it is time for your promotion. August is a huge month in which God begins to make great shifts. And August is the number 8 on the Gregorian calendar. So this is the month of new beginnings. We passed through the first day of promotion, which was the first day of August. We're coming up on the 8th day. So the 8th day of August is another shot of acceleration and promotion. And so that's happening this week. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, it's time to go, go, go. It is time to accelerate in the vision that I've given you. What I have given you during July, during the time of your resting period, everything that you wrote down, the revelations that you received, even about the idols in your heart and the change that you are going to make, God says it's a new beginning. Things are going to spring forth and be new. And I need you to start running with what was written, just like in Habakkuk chapter 2. Where it says that that write down the vision and make it plain so that a herald can run with it. So now it's time to run. Now, God says, listen, it is not time to delay or tarry. I realize that we're still in these couple of weeks of mourning and repentance. If you find that you're getting up in the middle of the night and you know, during the day, and you're saying, Father, please forgive me of my sin. It's okay. It's because God's cleansing you, but he's still cleansing and accelerating at the same time. So he's getting you ready for something really big. See, things are going to start escalating up. August, September, October, November, that's how it rolls. And then it'll slow down some in the December time frame. All right. And then pick up again in January. That's just how the cycle of the earth flows. All right. So we have the spiritual cycle and we have the soulish cycle. And so this is where we mix together the Hebrew calendar and the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar is the soulish cycle, but the Hebrew calendar is a spiritual cycle. But God will put us sometimes in overlap. And that's where we're at right now. We're in a spiritual time of repentance still, that time of asking for forgiveness, but we're also in that soulish time on the Gregorian calendar, which is go, go, go. So there is a tension going on here. So if you're rotating in both realms where you're asking for forgiveness, but you're also feeling God saying it's time to move, it's because I promoted you, he said, and now's the time for acceleration. So this is the scriptures that he gave me for today. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 through 38. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So how do we run this race that God is saying, get up and go? August 1st, August 8th, and of course you've heard me speak about August 13th at sundown. That is after the 9th of Av, which is a day of fasting and mourning in Israel, where they remember the destruction of the two temples on the same day. It's also the day in Numbers where God told the Israelites to go into the promised land, but they came back with a report that what was over there was too great. The giants were too big in the land and they couldn't take it. So what's going to cause you to survive during acceleration month is two things. This is Menachem Av. The month of Av means Father God, our comforter. So God is comforting you, right? He's given you direction and everything from that month of Tammuz. He showed you your idols. He's going to comfort you and strengthen you in what was written in the scrolls. You've just got to have this second point, which is faith, that you do not shrink back at all, but you keep on running. And sometimes when we start running really fast, we can get overwhelmed. We can get overwhelmed with the acceleration that's happening spiritually and soulishly. We can begin to feel weighed down. We can begin to feel anxious. And so in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, what does the word say? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So what needs to be guarded is our hearts, our souls, and our minds, our mind, our will, and our emotions. That's what needs to be in a safe place of faith. Now, faith is built off of what was written, because when our faith increases, it increases in the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, in the spirit realms, during this time, you have to rest on what was written in the scrolls about you. This is what's going to calm you down, okay? This August of 2024, or this month of Av in the Hebrew year 5784, both are the same thing, okay? In these months, we're dealing with spirit realms, we're dealing with soulish realms. We're dealing with a variety of different things that are happening at the same time. How do we gain our peace? The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, comes from our faith and our faith in the Word and what God has spoken over your life. You need to go back and read what was written about you during this time. Over the years, maybe read past prophetic words, read just what God revealed to you the last month about you, about what are some of your strengths, your weaknesses, what are some of the things that he dealt with you on in the month of Tammuz. Remember, Tammuz was the month that we came before God in repentance. Why? It's because it's the month that in Exodus chapter 32, the Israelites came to the base of Mount Sinai, and in not hearing the voice of God during that time, they began to make idols, and they began to start worshiping those idols. So now you're back on track. You're worshiping God, you're serving him, and now you want to start out fresh. This is why God said August is a fresh month. It's a month of promotion. And now you're going to have a day of new beginnings this week on 8/8. So August 8th is a day of new beginnings in the month of new beginnings. And then we're going to shoot forward like shooting stars. But we've got to encourage one another. And the word says that also, right? That encourage one another as long as it is today, and spur one another onto good deeds. Things are moving fast. They're moving rapidly, and God needs you on his team. So do not shrink back from your faith, all right? Because faith is the key component. So what is this faith we're supposed to have? We're supposed to have faith in the fact that God has called us, anointed us, appointed us. He has given us direction. He has spoken to you what the call of God is on your life. He's spoken to you this fall, which you are supposed to accomplish. What is the task of God upon your life? What is the mantle that you've received and the mantle assignments that you are to accelerate in during this time? You need to remain steadfast. Do not be distracted. Hold firm your faith. Stand firm and profess your faith, because you are with him in that most holy, holy of holies place, in that perfect place of peace. No more do you have to come and bring sacrifices to enter into the holy place, but you have entered in completely and wholly through the blood of Jesus, which is a new and living way, which means that every day his laws and have been written on your heart and on your mind. Just walk by faith. Those who walk by faith, those who walk by the Spirit, will keep the law. You'll remain intact. Now listen, there's a lot that's going on in the world right now. Israel's in a very, very difficult spot. We have a lot of local state elections that are coming up. So many things. You want to properly position yourself to be a representative of the kingdom during this time. You want to put yourself yourself in places where you can be an example of who God is in that moment and in that time. You need to be positioning yourself to get ready to vote and to vote Christian, to vote what is biblical, to vote what is right. You need to prepare yourself. This is a time of acceleration. Listen, things are going to be moving. And what God revealed to you in July, even about yourself, don't allow that to raise up in the month of August. What needs to happen is you need to keep yourself on an even keel. Know that God is with you. His Spirit is with you. You have power over time. His ministry, his kingdom has no beginning and no end. So everything that happens in between, which is us walking things out in the earth time zone, has already been taken care of in the eternal time zone. Don't race, don't rush. Go at the pace of God with his endurance, and then you will be anxious for nothing. See, I'm giving you instruction. Live by faith and have no anxiousness during this time. Listen, everything that you're going to choose to do has already been written, and God has put his laws on your heart and on your mind. You're walking with him. Do not forsake your confidence during this time. It's Hebrews chapter 10. Read Hebrews chapter 10. Everything that I'm talking about right now is Hebrews chapter 10. All right. See, the strength that we have in God during this time is going to help take us to these next levels. But celebrate. New things are springing forth, but they've got to spring forth from the right platform. And that is the platform of making sure that you know who you are, you know whose you are, you know what he's spoken, you know what is written. And if you're wavering in any of those areas, get into a place of prayer. Get back in a place of fasting. Do what you need to do to level yourself. Get in the Word. The Word levels us. The Word keeps us grounded. The Word helps us know where the Lord is leading us. All right? It's been written. So, get excited. It's this time of acceleration. It's this time of expansion. But it's also a time to keep your faith levels high. You can only run the race with endurance when your faith is high. And that's what he tells us in Hebrews chapter 10. Do not lose your confidence. Do not lose your faith. Things are moving quickly. So I hear him say, the shift is taking place. I need you to go, go, go. Run with that vision. Start getting on the phone. Start calling people. Start setting up dates and times between August and December. Begin to start to put things down and written so you can run with the vision. Whew, hallelujah. All right, I'm going to pray for you right now. It's a special time. It is the month of new beginnings on the Gregorian calendar and on the Hebrew calendar, Menachemov, the month that we remember that Father God is our comforter. All right. Father, I praise you and I thank you for my friends that have joined me today. And I thank you, Father, I just speak special blessings over their life, that they be anxious for nothing, that they continue steadfast in their faith, that you speak to them night and day, that you minister to them in the Word and by the Spirit of the Lord, that they walk in new signs, wonders, and gifts, that miracles begin to flow. They step into new opportunities, that creative ideas flow from heaven, that they are moved beyond measure with the great plan that you have for them. And Father, we just thank you so much for the new season that we're upon, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you're balancing between the spirit realms and the soulish realms right now until we get beyond August 13th at sundown. We praise you and we thank you. We pray for Israel during this time, Father. We ask you to lift up those in Israel, Lord. Protect them in the midst, Father, of these attacks. Protect the children. Protect the soldiers. Protect all those, Lord Jesus. And Father, cover your people with your love, Lord Jesus, in the midst of this, and strengthen them, Father. And Lord, we pray for each and every person who is impacted in any way, Lord, from decisions that are made from government, from earthly governments, Lord, that may affect their lives and how they're living at this time. We cry out for kingdom. We cry out for the sons and daughters of the king to rise and to be the royal priesthood and the holy nation that you called us to be, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. You set us apart. You anointed us, appointed us, and you've called us to live in Mount Zion, where the power and the presence of God is evident. We praise you and we thank you. And we live from that place and make decisions from that place. Whew, I hear the Lord say, go, go, go. The shift has taken place. I just want to pray for healing for your body right now. Anywhere that you're hurting, anywhere that you're feeling discouraged in your soul, you're feeling like it's just too much. You're not sure how you're going to make it mentally, physically, spiritually, socially, financially. I just speak life over you right now. May every cell wake up in the mighty name of Yeshua. May you stand up and walk. You will live and not die. I speak life to every major organ in your body, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your digestive tract right now in the name of Jesus, your brain, your spinal cord, that there would be lightning that would come upon your body and shake you up so you can begin to move. Encounters with God would come. You would see and hear in the spirit realms. You would feel and sense and discern in the spirit realms and even in the soulish realms what is right and in what is wrong. A level of discernment would come and be made evident in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you haven't yet signed up for my Ascend 2024 class, Maximize Your Prophetic Potential, you want to come on with me. It is just $30 a month. We're not doing discount codes anymore. You're just able to go on and just get it. You can come on with me for 1 month, for 10 months, whatever, but it's your way to connect with me and my way to connect with you. And so, and then if you miss, and you have signed up, you will get access to the video so that you can watch what you might have missed that day if you come through the proper channels of signing up for that particular class. The next one's going to be held in September. Because if you're watching this today, it is on today. So the next one will be in September. So make sure you sign up before the beginning of September so that you can come and be a part of the Ascend 2024 class. Also, if you need a biblical life coach, if you're feeling that you want someone to help walk you through some things, we have biblical life coaches. We can connect you with those. Or maybe you're hearing the sound of my voice and you're getting excited and you're saying, you know what? God's called me or you, God's called you to be a biblical life coach. Then we want to put you on the right path for that. And we have classes that can credential you and you can come and be a part of Dream Mentors and help teach and train others in our soul transformation classes and also in our biblical life coaching and transformational life coaching classes. These courses are life changing. People take these classes and they say they have never heard this material before and they their lives have been radically changed. So they really begin to tap into the spirit realms, the soulish realms, seeing things in the spirit, hearing things that they never have heard before and being able to walk at new levels of maturity. If that's you, go to Dream Mentors, DreamMentors.org and sign up today and we'll get you hooked up with the coach that you can take one of our outstanding classes and be trained to be a biblical life coach or a transformational life coach that knows the differences between spirit, soul, and body. And if you haven't yet gotten a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you need to grab a hold of it. You'll know exactly what takes place in the month of Av. I outline it for you every single month on the Hebrew Calendar. You'll be able to look at today's date and you have a prophetic word for even today. And this goes for year after year. It's not just for the year of 2024. It's an everlasting document because I'm helping you merge the Gregorian and the Hebrew calendar together. Simply go to my website at CandiceSmitherman.com and you can grab a hold of that along with some additional teachings if you want. All right, listen, be blessed. You're blessed. You're highly favored. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. God has great things in store for you and he's called you. You're anointed, appointed, and set apart, a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Share this video with a friend. Someone needs to hear this encouraging word. It's time to go, go, go. It's time to accelerate. New beginnings is here and the shift has taken place. I'll see you next time. I'll see you next week. All right. Be blessed.